Welcome to Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. If you have questions about how to build your weight loss business, Carol Clark has answers. Join her each week as she and her expert guests share actionable steps to better outcomes for your clients and more revenue and referrals for you. It's time to experience your ultimate success and enjoy what you do each and every day.
It's Carol Clark, your bariatric business coach, and today I wanted to talk to you about two pretty quick and painless ways to infuse some cash into your practice. That sounds pretty good, huh? Well, it's actually things that when I talk with practices is sometimes overlooked, and so I wanted to bring it up so that I can share it with you in the event that either one of these scenarios or these practices might be helpful for you. So the first one is to look at your billing and collections. There's money out there generally in almost every practice I look at for services that have been rendered that have not been paid from insurance companies and or patients alike. So that's something that you can actually go back and pretty quickly go back and track it and then make sure that everything's billed and that the collections are in place for it. So when I say that, you want to look back if you're a bariatric surgery practice, looking back, especially during the past year, actually going case by case, making sure every single case was billed for. You may think, well, how did it not get billed? But you'd be amazed at how many practices I go into that there's some surgeries that actually, for whatever reason, didn't get billed. And other ones that are out there that are just sitting there waiting for one little tweak of information on the claim to make it go through. So go back, look first to make sure that all of your highest charging procedures and surgeries and visits are all charged for. And then look at your buckets to see what has not been paid and make sure that those are being worked. And it's an easy thing for practices to put off, especially if you have a higher staff turnover rate where people just kind of it's one of those things that they'll get to when they get to. And even if you use an outside billing system or you have billing done through the hospital, it's one of those things that can slip through the cracks. And I've even worked with practices who have an outside billing company who only gets paid when the surgeon gets paid or the physician gets paid, and still there's services that are not billed for and have not been followed up on for sometimes, just like I said, a little teeny tweak that might need to be changed in terms of the place of service or some referring physician in there, things like that. So at any rate, that's an easy way to kind of just take a look back, make sure everything has been billed over the past year, and that things that are still out there in collection or haven't been paid by insurance companies or are on patient balances is moving through the processes as it should. So that's one of the quickest ways to infuse some cash. The second way that I know people have heard me talk about before and have sometimes still shied away from is adding retail into your practice. Whether you're a medical weight loss practice or a surgical weight loss practice, it's one of those things that can infuse a great amount of cash on a regular basis into your practice, whether it's $10,000 more per month or we have, like I say, some practices bringing in $40,000 per month. You want to make sure that you are providing those high quality supplements and nutritional supplements and vitamins that your patients need. And if you're not providing them, they're getting them from somewhere else. So why not take control over that and provide that in a very wonderful, ethical, helpful way for your patients. Help them out and help your practice as well. It's one of those things that can help even out revenue in your practice. So if you're not doing that, then I recommend that you do. And those are probably the two top things when I'm talking with a practice and they're like, we need to infuse some cash now. Those are the two top things that can generate some revenue in a pretty quick fashion. So I hope you find that helpful. Look soon for Bariatric Business Boss, bariatricbusinessboss.com. It's going to be a new membership site that I have coming up that's going to provide you with tools to make your life easier as a surgeon, as a practice administrator, or staff member at your medical or surgical weight loss practice. So I look forward to launching that, rolling it out to you, and helping you to just keep everything moving in the best way possible and growing with your practice. In the meantime, keep doing all the awesome things you're doing for your patients. And if I can help you in any other way, it's Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. In the meantime, take care.
That's all for this episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and visit weightlosspracticebuilder.com to stay up to date on more ways to build a successful practice that you love with results, revenue, and referrals. We look forward to having you join us next time.